This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's great to be back in the studio here this morning so we can take your phone calls and more. Coming up here in just a few minutes, we have a great guest who's going to kick off the show here this morning, diving in, looking into the funding network for the radical left here in America, and I think many might say the violent radical left here in America. So a great guest coming up here in just a few minutes. Then later in the hour, we'll take your phone calls, plus former Turning Point USA ambassador, great young man, State Representative Braxton Mitchell out of Columbia Falls. He'll be with us later this hour of this show, and then I think he's going to be able to stick around for part of our 9 o'clock hour of the show as well. Yeah, it was so great running in to Braxton Mitchell on Saturday morning, especially after these celebrations of life that we've seen all across Montana now. Celebration of life for Charlie Kirk Thursday night on the Montana State University campus in Bozeman. There was a celebration of life on the University of Montana campus Friday night. In fact, Saturday morning as I went to go see the Black Hawk helicopter and the great Montana National Guard crews who flew that Black Hawk helicopter, landed it on the Oval for Military Appreciation Weekend and the Military Alumni Reunion. And I went to see the Black Hawk, and then as I was walking back towards the Adams Center to go interview the USS Montana crew, you could see it right there. You could see the Charlie Kirk remembrance still in place, Bibles, American flags, signs honoring Charlie Kirk and this great American patriot that were still there on the University of Montana campus. More celebrations of life taking place over the weekend and then into this week. But then later that morning, it was so great running into Representative Braxton Mitchell, because this young man got involved in high school standing up for American freedoms. In fact, I remember, I think we had him on the radio show back then when he was still in high school standing up for our freedoms. And, of course, now he's done such an incredible job in the state legislature as well. But, yeah, he quickly became a Turning Point USA ambassador right out of high school, linked up with Charlie Kirk. So look forward to catching up with Braxton Mitchell here later this morning. By the way, speaking of the Flathead Valley, speaking of Charlie Kirk, you know, last week as I was going through and looking at all of the various sound bites that we've used on this show from Charlie Kirk over the years, I looked back on a conversation that we had with Charlie, who joined us live on Montana Talks. He was speaking at an event in the Flathead Valley back in March of 2020, and he talked about the youth and how the youth were rebelling against the left back then. And, of course, his words today and over the past year, those words that he shared back in March of 2020 ring even more true today. So I've got what he said back in 2020 with us on the show before his event in Kalispell, and the words that he shared back in July of this year talking about the youth and their rightward shift towards American foundational values and freedom. You can check that out at MontanaTalks.com. All right, I think we've got a guest lined up here right after this, looking at the funding network behind all these radical left-wing groups. Stand by. We'll get to that and more right after this.
It's September 15th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National Double Cheeseburger Day. What's better than a cheeseburger with your favorite toppings? That's right, a double cheeseburger with more of your favorite toppings. The origins of the burger as a sandwich are somewhat sketchy, but it's widely believed that it appeared in the 19th or early 20th century. So whether you like your burgers grilled, charbroiled, or cooked on a flat top, make sure to put your favorite cheese on top of the two patties and chow down. Also on this date, in 1928, Scottish physician Alexander Fleming discovers penicillin while studying the influenza virus. And in 1996, the Texas Rangers retired their first number, Hall of Fame pitcher Nolan Ryan's number 34. If it's your birthday today, you share it with American novelist James Fenimore Cooper, born in 1789, and famed crime story writer Agatha Christie, born in 1890. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Hey, I know how it goes, man. You're driving around Montana. Maybe you're pulling the camper or something like that. You're going on a trip, but you still want to listen to your Montana news and commentary. Well, you can get all 4 hours of Montana Talks on the Montana Talks app. So whether you're in cell range or out of cell range, you just want something to listen to, all 4 hours of Montana Talks right there at your fingertips. Put it on your smartphone. It'll even show up on your dashboard. Get the Montana Talks app on your phone.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we're going to get to your phone calls here later on in the hour. Plus, we'll have some more open phones time in the 9 o'clock hour as well. But first up, this is a topic I've been wanting to do a deep dive on for quite some time now. What was it, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago? I can't remember. I think there was a Fox News story that came out, and it talked about how Bill Gates was pulling back on a whole pile of money, $450 million, that his Gates Foundation was no longer going to give to this shady left-wing consulting firm, Arabella Advisors. You guys have heard us talk about Arabella Advisors before. Basically, you look at all these Democrat front groups, a lot of these radical left-wing environmental groups, right here in Montana. Almost all of them are tied right back to Arabella Advisors. So why is Bill Gates pulling back on $450 million that they've typically given to Arabella Advisors? Well, let's jump right into it. This is a guest we've been looking to get on the show for quite some time now. Scott Walter is the author of Arabella, the dark money network of leftist billionaires secretly transforming America. He's also president of the Capital Research Center. Scott, thanks for joining us here on Montana Talks. Appreciate your time this morning.
Great to be with you.
Well, let's tackle that question. Well, first off, before we get to why do you think Bill Gates is pulling back funding, first, tell our listeners what exactly Arabella Advisors is.
Sure. The shortest way to think about it, I think, is just picture a pyramid, right? At the top of the pyramid, you have Arabella Advisors, which is a for-profit consulting company, PR firm, Beltway Bandit. It creates and operates everything below it in the pyramid. Now, in the middle of the pyramid, you have half a dozen legal of different legal types of nonprofits that Arabella's created and runs. That's where the money goes. That's where a Gates or a Zuckerberg or a Soros writes checks to those nonprofits. Then at the base of the pyramid, you have what your listeners see, and that is literally hundreds of these little fake groups with wonderful names like Secure Michigan Elections and Opportunity Wisconsin and Floridians for a Fair Shake. They want you to think those are your neighbors who've gotten together and upset about something, but in fact, it's just some goofball in D.C. who's created a website and bought some Facebook ads.
Well, and we see similar examples here in Montana. There was a recent headline about, you know, 40 groups speak out against the Montana Public Service Commission for not going along with this climate alarmist nonsense. Well, it's like, I guarantee you, a lot of those groups are these Soros-funded, Gates Foundation previously funded organizations. Another name that comes up with Arabella Advisors is somebody you guys have honed in on, Hans-Jörg Wiese, who funds all these radical environmental groups and the Democrat front groups here in Montana, and including the American Prairie Reserve, which is working to kick the ranchers off the land here in Montana. And so he's tied in with this Arabella Advisors as well, right?
Absolutely. I'm very impressed. Not many people know about Wiese, but of course, you're not too far from him. His main lair is in Wyoming.
Yeah, even though he's, is he even, did we find out if he finally got American citizenship or is hopefully still blocked from getting citizenship? Because this is a foreign financier who's interfering in our elections.
Yeah, it's pretty thoroughly confirmed that now, you know, maybe someday he's going to pull a rabbit out of his hat that, and just have done this. But the New York Times and others have confirmed that he's not a U.S. citizen and he doesn't even have a green card.
Doesn't even have a green card. And yet, look, we've even seen how foreign operatives like him are able to interfere in our ballot initiative campaigns. They're by law, they can't, you know, fund congressional elections, things like that. But they can get involved in ballot initiative campaigns. Now, we've got a new law in the books that hopefully will prevent that. But nonetheless, it shows just the, you know, the shady influence that you're seeing right here in Montana across the board. So why do you think Bill Gates is now withdrawing this $450 million support that he's basically given to Arabella Advisors?
Yeah, the I'm not sure it was quite 450, but it was hundreds of millions. And it's I don't think, you know, it's hard to understand. The story came out in the New York Times, was leaked to the New York Times, and it came out the same day that Bill Gates went to the White House to meet with Trump. I think cutting off Arabella was a peace offering from Gates to Trump, because Gates knows, and he knows that Trump knows, that Arabella is this left-wing Democrat powerhouse. So by cutting them off, he's made nice to the administration.
Well, the other speculation that I know that's out there as well is, and this is a big question I want to get to with you after our next break, which is one of the things that we very clearly are seeing here in America, and we've seen consistently since, you know, the George Floyd riots and so much more, is the violence of some of these left-wing groups that are funded by the likes of George Soros and the Arabella Advisors, and the radical left-wing terrorism we've seen on the streets of America, especially this terrorist assassination against the great American patriot Charlie Kirk last week. And so the question here is how much of Arabella Advisors' funding is going to really violent, radical left-wing domestic terror organizations that are funding these riots and so much more, funding Trans-Tifa, funding Antifa. But the question I had for Scott Walter here is, you know, a potential RICO investigation into George Soros, is that another reason why Bill Gates is also pulling back on his funding support for Arabella Advisors? We'll get to that right after this quick break right here on Montana Talks. By the way, if you got a quick question or comment for Scott, shoot us a message on the Montana Talks app. Back right after this.
Fox Sports Update.
Go Algier, walks into the end zone for the game's first touchdown.
The game's only touchdown. Sunday Night Football on NBC, 7 field goals and 1 touchdown. The Falcons went into Minneapolis and stifled J.J. McCarthy and the Vikings 22-6. Atlanta sacked the Vikings quarterback 6 times and intercepted him twice. McCarthy also lost a fumble in his second NFL start. Atlanta running back Bijan Robinson ran for 143 yards, helped the Falcons get their first win and dropped the Vikings to 0-1. Before Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow suffered a serious turf toe injury in yesterday's game against the Jaguars, the odds on the Bengals to win the Super Bowl were 25-1 at the FanDuel Sportsbook. This morning, the Bengals are 60-1 to win Super Bowl 60. Joe Burrow may need surgery, a procedure that could keep him off the field for 3 months. Yesterday, backup quarterback Jake Browning led 4 scoring drives for the Bengals with 3 touchdowns and a field goal. He threw 2 TD passes, ran for the go-ahead 1-yard score. With 18 seconds left, the Bengals won the game 31-27. Cincinnati 2-0 for the first time since 2018. Browning had 241 passing yards, also got picked off 3 times. After the Cowboys scored a most amazing 40-37 win in overtime against the Giants, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones announced the team had signed linebacker Jadeveon Clowney, who's now 32, and joining his 7th NFL team. Week number two closes with two Monday night games. 7 o'clock Eastern, the 0-1 Texans host the 1-0 Buccaneers. 10 p.m. Eastern, 1-0 Raiders home against the 1-0 Chargers. Baseball, Cal Raleigh hit his 54th home run in the Mariners' 11-2 win over the Angels that put Seattle atop the AL West by one game over Houston. Raleigh tied Mickey Mantle's record for the most home runs in one season by a switch hitter. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com. It's morning in Montana. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, so in his book here about highlighting and exposing the Arabella advisors, again, the guest here is Scott Walter, the author of Arabella, the dark money network of leftist billionaires secretly transforming America. But apparently there is a Montana-specific example in that book, so we got to get to that. But first, real quick here, Scott, your thoughts, what potential impacts of a potential RICO investigation looking into George Soros funding, especially the violent activities of these leftist groups? Do you think that played a big role and influence in Bill Gates pulling back some of his funding for Arabella advisors as well?
Well, I think that all of the left-wing billionaires are very scared of the administration because they haven't been scrutinized properly in the past. And Trump and Pam Bondi and Cash Patel and whatnot, they could come knocking. And I hear from solid sources that the Gates Foundation is terrified they're going to lose their nonprofit status. So these are things they are very much scared about. Yes.
Yeah, not only could they come knocking, they should come knocking, frankly. In fact, I'm thinking of a great Montana song from back in the day, In Without Knocking. Right. That's the song they should play while they go after these left-wing extremist groups. Because, look, we've seen the violence in the streets. We've seen the intimidation tactics of these trans-Tifa groups, these Antifa groups. And we've seen the harassment that takes place all across this country, and especially when it comes to the violence. I mean, just look at the reaction all across America from American patriot getting out there in support of the great American patriot Charlie Kirk, prayer vigils, celebrations of life, waving the American flag. Quite the contrast from the way the radical left burned down businesses and black communities and unleashed violence all across this country. And everybody wondered, where did all those piles of bricks show up? We even saw it recently with these ICE protests in Los Angeles. It's like somebody is clearly funding this violence and the violent attacks on our law enforcement.
You know, it's truly outrageous stuff. It's very hard to track all of that because the left is very good at covering its trails. But yes, I mean, you see trucks showing up and with pre-printed signs. I mean, somebody paid for those signs. Somebody paid for the trucks and the gas. All this is well worth careful investigation. And, you know, we know, for instance, you know, back in the Ferguson, Missouri, when you had the riots over the big lie, hands up, don't shoot, which was a complete fabrication by a co-criminal of Michael Brown's. There were over 30 groups involved in those riots that had received Soros funding.
Let's go back to your book here, Arabella, the dark money network of leftist billionaires secretly transforming America. Yeah, we here in Montana know that it's not just George Soros. It's not just Bill Gates. It's people like Hans-Jörg Wiese, who, you know, lives down in Wyoming and then funds all of these Democrat front groups practically here in Montana, and the radical environmentalists. And these radical environmentalists, they're the ones that always show up, public rants and public hands. Sorry for the screeching, but that's what they sound like. And yet they're the very people who are trying to strip away our access to our so-called public lands. They're the ones that are shutting down our roads. They're the ones that are shutting down our trails. They're the ones that don't like trapping. They're the ones that don't like certain types of hunting. They're the ones that don't want motorboats to be able to access Flathead Lake. You actually have an example on this very front that's featured in your book.
That's right. The great Dave Skinner was the first guy ever to find Arabella.
He's the man.
For the local Montana press. And he did it because he found them because this is the earliest op that we can ever we've ever figured out that they did. It was back around, I want to say, 07. And it was folks in D.C. and New York who were angry that you dirty Montanans were driving ATVs and motocross on backwoods trails. And by God, they were going to shut that off. So they bought a post office box, at a UPS store or something in Montana, pretended to be Montanans who were upset about their fellow Montanans being out on the trails. So now nobody in Montana ever laid awake at night trying to figure out some way to stop a New Yorker or a Washington, D.C. person enjoying himself on the weekend. But they were going to stop you guys.
Yeah, I'm so glad you pointed that story out. And first off, Dave Skinner, what an incredible American. I mean, the investigative reporting that he has done over the years for Range Magazine, and then I think he was writing for the Flathead Beacon when you mentioned that story. He is a true investigative journalist, and he has called out these environmental groups and these fake phony front groups so many times over the years. But, 60% of the outdoor economy, as I think Kerry White with Citizens for Balanced Use has pointed out, 60% of the outdoor economy is motorized recreation. And you just laid out how the Arabella advisors and these fake phony Democrat front groups come in and literally work to lock us out of our own so-called public lands.
Yeah, no, it's a complete outrage, and again, nobody does this to them. I don't believe anyone in the history of Montana has tried to stop a New Yorker cocktail party on the Upper West Side of Manhattan.
In fact, quite the opposite. In fact, when they were being banned from lunch counters because they were black or Hispanic and didn't get the vaccine or the shot, we actually were standing up for their access rights, saying, no, you shouldn't be able to tell black or Hispanic people who are more likely to not be vaccinated that they can't sit at a lunch counter in New York City. And you shouldn't be forcing people to wear masks or cancel dinner party gatherings for the holidays just because of your fake science. So we've actually stood up for their freedoms. Look at all these folks from the East and left coast who come in here to attack our access.
No, that's it. But then hypocrisy is one of their greatest strengths.
That's right. So Scott Walter, again, Scott is also the president of the Capital Research Center. And I've had some of your colleagues on the show before. You've just got a great team there, a great outfit. But tell us more, some of the highlights from Arabella, the dark money network of leftist billionaires secretly transforming America. What else do you think our listeners would want to hear about?
Well, since you raised the Hans-Jörg Wies and his machinations, we've got a whole chapter on him. He was setting up a slew of fake news sites, among other things. That's a big one. Another one that's probably one of the more surprising chapters is the chapter on Warren Buffett, who, alas, is, along with Arabella, or working through Arabella, probably the biggest funder of pro-abortion advocacy in America. So that's another sad one. Now, on the environmental side of things, we have a chapter talking about how Arabella helped to take down Ryan Zinke as Secretary of the Interior in the first Trump administration, and then went after Dave Barnhart, who is his successor. So a lot, Arabella says about a third of their work is in environmentalist things. And I know, obviously, in Montana, environmentalist radicals are one of your biggest threats to a decent way of life.
Well, and I mentioned the ballot initiative campaigns. I think you guys helped expose this as well, where all across the, there's several states across the country where foreigners like these can fund ballot initiative campaigns. And that's how the radical left in Montana has really tried to enshrine abortion rights, for example, marijuana, eventually, you know, unchecked basically marijuana. And eventually now they're trying to basically do away with or they're trying to disallow anybody from running for the Montana Supreme Court with a partisan affiliation. And it's interesting because basically these left-wing front groups end up and these dark money operatives fund the far left Montana Supreme Court candidates and campaigns, and then the far left Montana Supreme Court justices go in and overturn anything they don't like that got passed into law by our Republican governor and Republican legislature. And so it'll be interesting to see what impact Bill Gates pulling back on Arabella could have even on Supreme Court elections here in Montana, for example.
Yes, I mean, it's you know, Arabella does over $1 billion a year in fundraising. So losing his, you know, roughly $100 million a year is not a, it's not going to shut them down, but it does hurt them for a couple of other reasons, not just the loss of that money, but Gates is a leader in the sector, pathetic as that is, but it's a pathetic sector, the nonprofit sector. And so a lot of other folks may follow his lead because of the kind of leadership role he's had. And then also, the same New York Times story that broke his decision to cut them off also reported that a lot of other groups are now running away from Arabella because they're scared if they have ties to Arabella, they may not get Gates money. So it should have a lovely domino effect on Arabella's work.
As it should. Well, I'll tell you what, Scott Walter, I'd encourage folks to check out your book. I need to go download the audio book because I'm just about finally wrapping up the latest one I've been working on. But yeah, check it out. Arabella, the Dark Money Network of Leftist Billionaires Secretly Transforming America. And I also hope you have a direct line of communication with our Montana Commissioner of Political Practices, because we now have a law on the books to ban foreigners from interfering in our ballot initiative campaigns. But I know they're going to be looking for every way to get around that, as they always so deceivously do. Scott Walter, great to have you on the show. Thanks for your time this morning.
Great to be with you.
All right. Yeah, appreciate all your time. All right, let's see. Coming up after the break, we're going to sneak in a phone call here. We've got a caller from Paradise Valley who wants to weigh in on these environmental groups. And then after that, we should have Braxton, state representative out of Columbia Falls, former Turning Point USA ambassador as well, joining us coming up right after this.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Big topics. Big ideas. Big sky. Montana Talks.
All right, before we jump into our conversation with Representative Braxton Mitchell out of Columbia Falls, let's sneak in a caller here. And then, by the way, after we get the conversation going with Braxton, hey, feel free to call in, jump in on the conversation as well, 406-294-0970. First, though, let's go to Les in the Paradise Valley, listening to 1340 KPRK. Les, thanks for the call, and yeah, what's on your mind? I'm assuming you want to react to our last guest there. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, yeah. These environmental groups are just my blood boiling when I think about all the things that they try to do that sue us and do that. And I know one of the stalwarts of Governor Gianforte's election was, and now he is governor, was he was going to look into all these, I think he mentioned like 300 environmental groups that work in Montana, and look into each and every one of them and see if there's a way to get rid of them, you know, or somehow, I don't know how you do it, if there's permits that they have to get or licenses or something like that, because they just make life miserable for all us Montanans and all their crazy stuff that they bring up in the courts and in our communities and all along the state.
They're suing ranchers in the Paradise Valley right now, these very Democrat front groups.
Friends of mine.
Yeah, they're suing ranchers in the Paradise Valley, but yet they have no problem with their big money liberals coming in and buying up and developing the land, right? But then they want to kick you off the land. It's all deliberate. Yeah, no, great point, Les. Thanks for calling in. I think the best way we can combat these extremist environmental groups here in Montana is because you raise a point. Like, look. They have free speech rights to be here. They have rights to be here. Nobody's saying that they don't. But how do we defund them? How do we say, get the heck out of Montana, go somewhere else, make somebody else your little piggy bank, because we're done with you here in Montana? I think one of the best things that we can do is already starting to happen. President Trump now has two judicial nominee appointments. There's two judge openings at the federal level here in Montana. You've got Bill Mercer, a Republican state representative, a former U.S. attorney in the Bush administration, who's now been nominated to fill one of those seats in Missoula. That's going to be huge. There's another federal judge seat in Billings coming open. Ultimately, we've got to replace those far-left liberal judges, because what they do is it's deliberate. They give a blank check to these environmental groups and these Democrat front groups, and they hand them court victories that then funds their operations. And I think the moment we get rid of these liberal federal judges and we get rid of these liberal Supreme Court justices, that's why supporting Judge Dan Wilson for the Montana Supreme Court is so important. That's how you defund these guys, because that has been their funding stream, your taxpayer dollars and liberal court judges and liberal court rulings. Les, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. All right, well, let's jump right into it. We've got State Representative Braxton Mitchell now with us on this show. Braxton, man, it was good seeing you Saturday morning after a very tough week for so many of us here in Montana.
Yeah, no, it was definitely a tough week, and you know, it took a couple of days to, you know, really recoup after everything happening. Definitely feel a lot better. Felt a lot better since Friday after they caught the guy that assassinated Charlie. But yeah, again, it was good to see you again this weekend also. And it was a good Grizz win there at the end.
Yeah, great game, man. My goodness. North Dakota, you know, before we talk about all this other heavy stuff, UND, North Dakota, they nearly knocked out Kansas State, K-State. The week before, I was talking with President Bodner about this on Friday morning. They were nervous about the game. He said, you know, North Dakota nearly knocked out K-State the week before, which is a big D1 team. In fact, when I was at Fort Riley, Kansas, before deploying to Afghanistan, I got to go watch the Montana State Bobcats play K-State down in Kansas. Was it Manhattan, Kansas, I think is the name of the town there. Really cool little town. But, yeah, that was a big – so the fact that they came back with an exciting turnaround in the second half, they got a field goal up, and then, boom, that, you know, last couple of minutes touchdown throw, absolutely incredible. And so that's why people were celebrating even more, because they knew – what a good team that UND team is this year.
100%. Yeah, I mean, just the size difference between the guys on the on the North Dakota team there. I mean, it definitely should have been a game where, you know, Montana could have went down, right? We could have went down. But, you know, that throw by Ayotte at the end of the game there, back right corner of the end zone. Great ball, great touchdown, and, you know, Grizz were able to sneak out with the win. So, Grizz looking good so far, 3-0.
Yeah, you know, it was pretty cool. Right before I ran into you, I was out on the Oval on the University of Montana campus because as part of the military alumni reunion weekend and the military appreciation game that was that game Saturday, the Montana National Guard actually landed a Black Hawk helicopter on the Oval. And so went there, ran into some friends there. And then as I was walking back across campus, I was just about to pass the Grateful Nation Montana Memorial. And that's when I saw the remnants of the Charlie Kirk celebration of life that took place on the University of Montana campus from the night before. MSU had a celebration of life for Charlie Kirk Thursday night. UM had one Friday night. I could see the stacks of Bibles. I could see the signs supporting Charlie Kirk. I could see the American flags. Sounds like I was at one of my kids' football games on Friday night, so I missed the celebration of life, but it sounds like it was just an incredible gathering on the UM campus Friday as well.
Yeah, no, it was a great turnout. I want to say there was probably 300-400 people there of all ages. You know, there was a big amount of students there. Young man that put that together, was a sophomore at University of Montana there on a Conrad. His name is Trey. Got to meet him this week and actually ran into him, the next night too down in Missoula there. But I mean, yeah, the turnout, especially last minute, was just great to see. And, just the environment in general. I mean, people, it really shows that Charlie had a really big impact, not just on young people, you know, at the University of Montana there, but people of all ages and whatnot. And, you know, place like University of Montana, where it's not necessarily always a, you know, friendly crowd, especially for conservatives, I think, you know, people are ready to speak up, speak their minds, and not stay silent anymore, so.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to catching up with Trey. Sam Redfern, I ran into him at the Blackhawk, and he linked me up with Trey because, I got to know the Turning Point USA leaders last year. Great young ladies. They showed up at some of the Americans for Prosperity Montana events and some of the Bidenomics events we were doing as well. And so, yeah, sounds like Trey is doing great things for Turning Point USA on the UM chapter. I've also reached out to the new leadership at MSU as well because I've been to their campus clash events with Charlie Kirk in the past. You were telling me, and other people were telling me, not just the support from young people, but football players, student athletes showing up in force to be there as part of this celebration of life as well. So, you know, when we saw nationally, you saw the Dallas Cowboys and NASCAR and so many great tributes to Charlie Kirk on display at these events, student athletes came out in force for Charlie Kirk as well.
Oh, they did 100%. Obviously, I'm a younger guy. I'm 25, so still know quite a few guys that are, you know, playing for the Grizz, whatnot, guys I grew up with, whatnot. And one of them showed up to the memorial and showed me that when he first got there, we were chatting, and he showed me the team group chat. And one of the coaches had sent a group chat about the prayer vigil going on and the response from the players and whatnot. And Coach Halk had mentioned it during the week after it had happened, and the response from the players, you know, was very meaningful for a lot of those guys. I know a lot of them actually helped escort Charlie out at the event last September when he came into town there. But no, definitely was a major impact on a lot of the players. And it was great to see a lot of them turn out, you know, and support Charlie at the vigil on Friday night.
Well, and, you know, yeah, Coach Hawk, what a great American patriot. I ran into him at the press box last fall. But the Gilman brothers that are playing for Grizz football right now, their mom, Dawn Gilman, I was hoping I'd run into her and her husband at the Grizz game on Saturday as well. But she is a Republican state legislator in Minnesota. And so I just think about this assassination on Charlie Kirk. And, you know, one of her friends that she actually worked with closely, even though she's a Republican, was, you know, the woman Democrat leader in Minnesota who was, you know, assassinated right at her doorstep. And so I was definitely thinking, but as I understand it, both of the Gilman brothers were there as well. And everything I know about them is these guys are solid Christian, patriotic Americans, just like Charlie Kirk. And so the thing I just want to say this morning is that I am so hopeful and optimistic about the future of America because of this next generation that is rising up through the ranks. There is so much to be hopeful and so much to be optimistic about. Braxton Mitchell, including, of course, this young man we're talking to right now, Representative Braxton Mitchell out of Columbia Falls. Braxton, hold that thought. Quick break here on Montana Talks. Obviously, we've got a lot to talk about here with Representative Braxton Mitchell. Back right after this.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I think that all of us around this country really need moments of reflection, quiet reflection and introspection, and really need to dig deep into, you know, the words that are being used that we've become, as I say, numb to, and that I would argue at times, I believe, for the weak-minded or mentally ill people or people that, you know, can be convinced and indoctrinated into a belief system that they think they're doing good if they harm the people that they're being told repeatedly are Nazis and fascists and Hitler and Stalin and Mussolini.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
When was the last time you bragged about your wireless company? Like, did you know my wireless company gave away 1,000 American flags to deserving veterans and forgave $10 million in veterans' debt? Did you know that my wireless company raised almost $500,000 to prevent vet suicide? In other words, when your wireless company is pure talk, there's a whole lot to brag about. You can even brag about the coverage you get. With Pure Talk, they use the same 5G network, the same cell towers as all the big carriers. And guess what? The average family saves over $1,000 a year. You can get unlimited talk and text, plenty of data, $25 a month. That's saving everybody a fortune. Make the switch. It's simple, fast, easy. Just dial #250, say the keyword, save now. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. That's #250, keyword save now from our friends at Pure Talk.
The week ahead.
Monday, deadline day for public comment in Portland, Oregon on a proposal to raise candidate filing fees by hundreds of dollars aimed at preventing non-serious people from running for city office. And the game show, The Weakest Link, debuts on Fox. Tuesday, President Trump heads overseas for a state visit to the UK, and a former president takes the stage in Erie, Pennsylvania, a conversation with Barack Obama. It's also Mexican Independence Day. Wednesday, it's the Fed interest rate decision day. Many will be seeing if rates are changed as President Trump has called for. Thursday, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis giving the keynote at the Folded Flag Foundation's Salute to Service event in Washington. Friday, Vivek Ramaswamy endorses Virginia Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears for governor at a rally in Chesterfield, Virginia. And it's Friday. Let's go to happy hour. Philadelphia opens the city's first women's sports bar. And that's a look at your week ahead. I'm Tom Graham. Fox News.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Yeah, thankfully, Braxton Mitchell's able to stick around with us on into the 9 o'clock hour as well, because we got so much that we want to talk about with him, including his friend and especially his friend, Charlie Kirk, Braxton's a former Turning Point USA ambassador. So we'll talk more about that coming up here in the 9 o'clock hour. All right, before we get to Representative Mitchell, let's see, we got a caller on the phone lines. Saxon in Great Falls, listening to KINX. What's on your mind? Did you have a quick question or comment? And thanks for calling in.
Well, my question is to you on the show here. Are we funding this ourselves? You said, suggested we're funding all this against ourselves. Is that correct?
Oftentimes our taxpayer dollars are funding the very groups that are going against us, that are undermining America. Yeah.
I agree with you there. That is part of the problem. So why are we funding our own demise?
Well, that's
the next part. Is,
yeah.
The next part is you suggested that they're foreigners that are doing all this.
Oh, I didn't suggest. No, Hans Wiese is a foreigner funding a lot of this stuff.
Well, and then what is our definition of foreign? And I would...
Well, he's from Switzerland, and he's not an American citizen, and he doesn't have a green card. So that's the easiest answer for you right there.
Sure. So a U.S. citizen, he's not?
He's not,
no. Is that correct?
Yeah. So, broader point, though, and Saxton, thanks for the call. We're short on time. But basically, this Hans Wies guy, who is a part of this Arabella Advisors Network, he's not even a U.S. citizen. He's funding these Democrat front groups and these environmental groups. Yes, even the ones operating here in Montana. Braxton Mitchell, I don't know if you heard that earlier conversation, but basically we were highlighting the funding stream for all these radical left-wing groups, many of which are showing very violent tendencies, aren't they?
100%. And all the money, as you mentioned, goes back to individuals like Hans Bord Wies out of Switzerland there. And that's why I brought that bill to ban foreign funding for ballot measures here in the state. And he dumped between $4 and $5 million into our state to push the radical initiatives CI-126, CI-127, CI-128. And I don't think there should be any influence, in our elections. I don't think there should be any, state money or federal money going into these foreign interest groups.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I mentioned that one earlier, too, how this new law in the books, and you were the sponsor of that legislation to basically block foreigners from continuing to fund our ballot initiative campaigns. And I told the Capital Research Center, I said, I hope you guys have a direct line of communication with the Commissioner of Political Practices to ensure that these guys aren't finding loopholes to try to get around that law. All right, let's sneak in another caller before we run out of time this hour of the show. We've got Dwayne in Polson. Dwayne, did you have a quick question or comment?
Just a quick comment there. It's just these liberals are hopefully starting to wake up. When you do insane stuff like you did to Charlie Cook or Donald Trump there, we're just getting tired of it. And what they did is now they just created a whole bunch more Charlie Kirk that's going to pick up the torch and run with them. And they just don't understand that. I don't know. I'm just really upset. And I just don't see why this is so evil.
Yeah.
They call us monsters.
Yeah. Yeah. They are the very evil they claim to be against. That's who they are. That's what they are. Yeah. Well said. Braxton, we got about 30 seconds to go, but what do you want to say in response to Dwayne there?
Yeah, as Dwayne mentioned, this is only going to create a million more Charlie Kirks. The amount of the response that I've seen from my generation and the millennial generation, even folks younger than us, has been, people are ready to step up. They're ready to, carry on Charlie's message. Turning Point USA right now, the amount of chapter requests, upwards of 30,000 in the last report now. People are more motivated than ever. And again, Charlie's legacy isn't going anywhere.
Well, we're going to talk in the next hour about how Representative Mitchell first got started with Turning Point USA. So we'll be back right after this. We'll sneak in your phone calls as well.
A message from Fire Safe Montana. It has been indicated that Montana is headed towards a significant wildland fire season. Now is the time for you and your community to begin your fuel mitigation efforts. Neighborhood meetings, fuel mitigation around your property, planning escape routes, practicing the route. Right now is the time for action. Your local emergency management agency can be contacted for more information. This message brought to you by FireSafe Montana and aired by the Montana Broadcasters Association.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.